Good morning on Landscape Talk. We're here live and real. It's Monday, so getting after it. Hopefully you had a great weekend. As always, if you're looking to grow your business, implement processes, reduce some of the time, and share responsibilities with your team, bring up the second in command or other team members. Check out LOS. LOS is a operating system, landscape operating system, that helps you do this, as well as a peer group. So you get to learn from the best in the business, people that have similar things going through things. You can always learn from other people and their businesses, their processes. So check that out. There's links in this. So we'll dive in today. Today is Monday. Just having a little bit of fun with the spring season. I'm here with Dan. Dan does some of our business development, helps with some of the systems and processes, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So how are you today?
Yeah, good. It's going to be a good week.
Yeah, we're coming out of the winter time, so I think a lot of things, you know, in people's mind is might be, you know, new staff. So we'll probably maybe just touch on that a little bit today, and we won't get into like where we find them yet. I mean, I'm sure that's probably a question, or like being fully staffed, but just kind of want to look at like the onboarding side of things. And, you know, when you get somebody, you know, what does onboarding look like, and what should it look like for somebody that you bring it on, and maybe why is that important?
I think kind of just overall general way to look at it is it's always good when it's just like standard. You know, you have a set process. I mean, it can be updated over time, but like you have a process to the point where, you know, you might have someone who's kind of in charge of onboarding. But at the same time, like it's so dialed in, like you have a checklist of all the things that needs to be gone through for each person. It's dialed into the point where, you know, if someone else has to like, you know, jump in for a little bit, like they know exactly where the person's at. They know exactly what the next steps are. And it's not, you know, just like, oh, I'll do the best I can. Like it's a very specific, you know, they know what the next step is. So it's always good to have that like standard. So you know what the process is. Everyone goes through the same process, gets them up to speed.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the other thing, you know, I think it's something we overlooked for a little bit. And, you know, we spent a lot of time like recruiting people, and then they would get there and it was kind of like, you know, what's next or what should we do? Or, you know, they don't feel welcome. So, you know, I think it's like, you know, how do you make people feel welcome in your organization? Because I can think, you know, even going to a networking event, you know, there's some people that just fit right in right away and they're just like talking, but I could always tell when you have somebody that's new and they're just kind of like standing there quiet, maybe looking down on their phone. Like, how do you really outreach to them? And that is a process, you know, in itself, to just say like, when somebody comes on board, you make it an effort to make them feel comfortable, to like start up a conversation so that they start talking about, you know, what they do, where they're from. Cause I can think of, you know, we join networking events, we do different things, we're involved in stuff. And I can even, especially if you go to a place where somebody doesn't know you and you're there, you're just kind of like sitting at the table. The number one thing that you want somebody to do, if you're not that outgoing person, is to come over and just say, hey, who are you? What do you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're like, bring you wow. In. I just feel like a part of the team. Somebody cares. Somebody noticed me. But I think if you're not doing anything and you don't have a formal quote process, I mean, obviously you can get there, but just assign somebody to just have a conversation. I mean, we have a couple of people that love to talk, right? If you're talking about assigning things, just give them, say like, I just want you to make them feel comfortable, because that person, you know, maybe over time, like, you know, drive somebody nuts. You know, I'm not saying any specific person, I'm just saying in general that like style, but like when you're first coming in and you're like, wow, you know, that's what you want. So, you know, I think that can be really helpful. So,
We can have a welcoming committee chair.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, where do you think most people, you know, fall short, or, you know, what you've seen fall short in the onboarding process, you know, or, you know, or the inverse of like, what is the benefit of, you know, what should an onboarding process take you through? So obviously you post an ad, then you hired them. You know, we can talk about that in another episode, but like once they get to that point, most people think you're done. And to be honest, to really retain your people, I think that's where it actually starts. So like what should be included in that time and really driving forward from that point?
Well, it's really important to one, set the specific expectations like really early on. Like, you know, give them a good sense of like, you know, this is how we operate. These are the things that we like expect, you know, from our techs. Instead of like getting them going and just trying to like, you know, feed that to them slowly, like over the course, you know, because things come up and you're like, oh, we, you know, once someone develops a certain habit, it can be harder to like get them to break that. Like you want to make sure like it's set up right from the beginning. So they know like exactly like, by the time they show up, even like for their first, you know, full day, they should have a pretty good idea of like what the day is going to be and like what their expectations are, how they should show up, you know, what they should have with them, that kind of thing. So I feel like the biggest mistake is probably, you kind of touched on it earlier, but just like being a little bit unprepared in terms of, oh, we'll just, you know, we'll have him come in and then we'll just decide, you know, what we think he should do when he gets here, kind of thing. Like that's, you're already behind if you're doing it that way. So.
Yeah. I think as a person, if you go in and I can think about from office perspective, when people start in an office and they have, and we don't do this perfect, but like if you have their email set up and they're, you know, if you have a business card, if they need business cards or they have their workspace or their computer set up, that's a lot of stuff that is, it shows intentionality. Now, there's a lot of times where that doesn't actually, you know, doesn't happen, but the more that you can like commit to like helping prepare and get them running faster, the better. Obviously there's an ideal for everything and you have to choose, you know, pick and choose like what you can do. Ultimately you're working towards that goal, but I just think onboarding is so important. And then, you know, what, as far as like training wise, you know, what is the expectation of what they should be doing and how do you get them certified and what are some points where you check in? Like, you know, is it in a week? Is it 2 weeks? Is it a month? Does that take it to 90 days? And just allow a way for them to communicate. Because if you're not doing that, I just feel like it's really tough and it's hard because you're like, hey, go do the work. But when they don't do the work, I feel like it does come back on, you know, us as leaders to say, like, I was talking to somebody the other day and they were like saying how they were complaining about, you know, that everybody wants a talent, right? You want an A player. So A player, it's great, but like you want an A player because somebody else developed the A player.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is like, if you want the A player, are you willing to put in to be training obsessed to help develop the A player so you have the A player? Recognize who has the ability to go. I like sports as an example where you say, okay, you know, a scout. So if you're a scout, you look for the ability to grow. You're not in the majors yet. I mean, I don't like baseball, but baseball is a good example. They, I don't follow it, I should say, but like, they have scouts, right? So like they look for potential. So what is the potential that you're actually looking for so that they can grow? Like if you're not going to get an A player, you know, how do you grow it? And to me, that's onboarding. Onboarding is growing your people to the next level. So I don't know if there's anything that you think when you hear those things, but that's kind of the way I think about it.
Yeah. I mean, definitely like things I pick up on like early on working with a guy is like, is he like flexible and adaptable? Like if I give him something, you know, or have him watch a video or, you know, learn some new way of doing something, like is he very open to like, oh, like he's engaged in that, he picks up on it and he's like, oh yeah, that makes sense, you know, I'm gonna do, or is he kind of like resistant, like, oh, I do it this way, or, you know, just doesn't really like get what the point is, you know. So like that's definitely, like you said, like having all the experience, you know, coming right in with it, it's like, sure, like that's great, but like at the end of the day, it's like it's not hard to get the right people like up to speed on like how we do things, as long as they have that like good attitude and, you know, they know they're there to like learn and like do the best they can and develop with the company.
One of the things, this is probably, I don't know, it might've been 18, you know, maybe 20 years ago now, but like, you know, when I first started in the industry, you know, it was a bunch of kids and they had no skill. They had no resume on landscaping. They had nothing. They were just either friends, friends of friends, kids that, you know, their parents needed them to like just get a summer job. Right. Yeah. And we delivered amazing service. We grew the company based off of almost, I would say, like the McDonald's model, a bunch of teenagers. Right. So the question that is like, why now do all of a sudden we say we just need these A players because that's the only way we can deliver A service? And I would just really, if you think about it like that, like how we started and grew a company was with zero skill. There was one person that knew what they were doing, kind of, and that was me. So all you really need like one person that knows a little bit. And I was even learning at that time. You know, I remember, yeah, I'm going to go right into the you can't make it up. So, you know, you can't make it up. That's a segment where we talk about things you just can't make up. It's like, can you believe somebody did that? We give examples of like strapping down dirt, you know, just, you know, all sorts of things. But, you know, as I was starting and it just made me think of this, somebody came to me and said, I have grubs in my yard, right? So I didn't know what grubs were. But they told me what they wanted. They're like, we want to dig the grubs out. So I came in with an excavator and we just dug up the whole, we had trailer loads of dirt we just hauled out. We actually literally dug the grubs out and then hauled in new soil. It was the most ridiculous project ever because you don't need to do that. All you need to do is oversee the dead spots because the grubs, now I know, they're only a seasonal thing, right? So, you know, they could have got a project for like, you know, we could have seeded it for probably a couple $100. And here we brought in heavy equipment and like earth moving stuff. And we literally extracted the grubs. Completely ridiculous. You can't even make it up. If somebody told me that now, I would be like, you're an idiot. Like, why would you do that? You just, but that was at the time. You just can't make it up. We completely removed their yard because they had grubs. Yeah. But that's the kind of thing, but the customer was happy at the end of the day because that's what they asked for and that's what they thought they needed. We were both uneducated, but right. We were just a bunch of kids doing what the customer wanted and they loved us. Mm-hmm. It was completely ridiculous. Now, I mean, that's one you can't make up. I mean, we literally took out and put in a whole new yard and you don't need to do that. But so that's kind of a funny one, but it's just as you learn, you know what it is. So I mean, do you have anything that you've seen in the last week or so?
Not thinking of something just right off the bat, like last week or so, but you know, something I was thinking about earlier was along the same lines as the onboarding thing with like, you know, having guys that have, you know, are there to learn and like grow with the company and all that. Like on the flip side of that, like sometimes you get guys that just like the example that came to my mind was a guy that like worked with us for a little while. You know, every once in a while there'd be just like a little bit of damage, you know, nothing like huge or anything, but just like a little damage appearing here and there. We're like, you know, hey, like, you know, what's, you know, nothing would get reported or whatever. It'd be like, hey, like, you know, what's going on with this, you know? And one of the things was, it was like a piece on the side of a trailer got like just a little bent up, you know, and we're like, you know, just not making accusations or anything, but just like we got to have a conversation. Like, what's this about? And the guy was like, oh, the wind did it. he was like, yeah. Oh, you know, he just like wouldn't take responsibility for stuff that like was obviously his responsibility. But yeah, the wind did it is probably the funniest thing I've ever heard is like damage goes like
you can't make it up. Yeah. You can't make it up.
Yeah, I'm sure the wind did that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have anything, you can't make it up stories that you have, things that you see, whether it's your crews or other people that you see, please share them. Again, we have like a, you know, ongoing thing where we keep track of them, and we're going to actually give out some prizes for like the best, you know, can't make it up. You know, we'll have a bracket where we'll kind of do them head to head once we get enough of them, and we'll kind of see like, you know, who wins and, you know, the champion, you know, from there. So great, great. You know, thanks for tuning in today. We'll keep you posted. If there's anything you want to hear or us to dive into, please feel free to share it. We also look to do some product reviews. Again, check out LOS if you're looking to grow, scale with like-minded people. If you're lacking time, you know, and you just need better processes, I mean, that's one of the things that gets you time back. So you know, reach out to LOS, check them out. Links will be in the thing. There's also some landscape training stuff, and we'll look to help get you resources that help grow your business and grow your profits. I'm Seth. This is Dan. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you soon.